Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mac and Trista with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, residents and businesses in and around the Lockyer Valley, an hour west of Brisbane, are recovering from the downpour resulting from Cyclone Alfred. Due to the topography of the area, the valley is known as Queensland's fruit bowl. Food bowl, due to its agricultural fertility. It is also extremely susceptible to flooding. Many residents are confident they can recover quickly, as despite the frustration of having to clean up again, they are used to being impacted by floods. As well in local news, police are investigating the coast along Bundaberg after a series of mysterious packages were discovered in the wake of Cyclone Alfred. One package was found by a member of the public on Tuesday morning and alerted the police to its presence. Extensive patrols are being performed by the SES and Surf Lifesavers currently. A boat was found in January off the coast of Hervey Bay, which resulted in the largest seizure of cocaine in the country. The vessel was thought to be heading to Bundaberg. In national news, the Commonwealth has lost a court battle over whether it should be held liable for compensation for lost or impaired native title rights in the Gove Peninsula in northeast Arnhem Land. The case was started on behalf of the native Gumatj people in 2019 as mineral bauxite mining began in the region. The High Court dismissal could open the door for over $700 million worth of compensation.
In more national news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission is suing the largest superannuation fund for major delays in processing thousands of death benefit claims and failing to pay millions of dollars to deceased members' family. Australian Super, which manages over 3.5 million members, failed to process claims between July 2019 and October 2024 and took between 4 months and 4 years to assess nearly 7,000 of them. The ASIC noted that they failed to pay benefits to at least 752 members' families. As a response, Australian Super said it will consider the ASIC's claims and carefully respond to them. In the coming weeks, the corporate regulator will also be releasing a report into death benefit payment claims in the superannuation industry. In international news, an Indonesian TikTok influencer has been sentenced to almost 3 years in prison for telling Jesus Christ to cut his hair. Ratu Thalisa, a transgender Muslim woman who has more than 440,000 followers, recorded herself telling a photo of Jesus to cut his hair to look more masculine in a reply to a commenter telling her to do the same. On Monday, she was charged with disrupting religious harmony and public order and committing blasphemy under a controversial online hate speech law. For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as the typical 4ZZZ subscriber. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 20, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.